We're up to the Mishnah on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Now, in order to understand the Mishnah, we have to understand a few points. Firstly, when a couple gets married, so they write a ksuba, and in the ksuba it says that if he dies or divorces her, so then he'll pay her such and such an amount. Let's say 200 coins. And if she dies, he inherits everything, right? Now, he has a right to sell options in the ksuba, and she has a right to sell options in the ksuba. Meaning she could sell the risk. She could say, who wants to buy my ksuba? That if we get divorced or he dies first, you get the money. And he could sell his options in the ksuba. Now, his options have greater value because he has the money. And even if she dies, if she dies, you get nothing. But if he dies or if he chooses to divorce her, then there's a whole long procedure, either in divorce court or in alimony court or in court of inheritance. So you can't get that much money for her portion because you're always fighting someone to get her portion. His portion is right there.
His portion is
The parts of the ksuba that he would get. You know, she brings certain things into the marriage. He says if she dies first, so
if she had
her Rolls Royce, her real estate.
If she has,
right. So.
Doesn't it have to be a Tzon Barzel?
It's a good question. We'll see. So. Our Mishnah focuses on a scenario where they walk into court and they say, Chaim divorced his wife. Now, what did they really make Chaim lose? Maybe Chaim was going to divorce her tomorrow anyways. They're saying he divorced her, they're saying he owes her the ksuba money. Well, maybe he would have had to pay the ksuba money tomorrow anyways. So how do you evaluate that? So we say what they wanted to make him lose was his right in selling options. That's how we evaluate what they owe him. Because the value he had right now from the ksuba was the risk he could have sold. Everything else, go prove it. Maybe he would have divorced her. Maybe he would have paid it anyways.
Yeah, maybe not.
Right? So the rest of it, they don't have to pay. It's a machlokas. We'll see in a minute. But that's what our discussion is going to revolve around. What do they owe him? What do they owe her?
Just because theoretically he might divorce or die.
Let's see. We'll see Bezachem as we learn the Mishnah to be continued tomorrow.